I wanted to talk a little bit more about what we do in the whole area of arts. Now, that may seem a very strange people for some people to say, but we are actually an arts charity as well. You know, every charity that you look at, be that Oxfam or be that Save the Children or the NSPCC, they've all got what are called charitable objectives, which are the things that they set out. Some charities just have one. Maybe it's, I don't know, saving cats or something like that, you know, that same thing. And some people have several. We've actually got four. I won't bore you with all of them at the moment, but one of them is all about the arts and promoting the arts. And it's something that a lot of people aren't aware of for us as an organisation. But as well as doing the media stuff, we do a lot of arts-related activities, a lot of community events, workshops with young people and things like that. All things trying to get people to be a little bit more creative and do something new and do something special. One particular thing that we're involved in that, of course, you're aware of, having performed there, was something called the London Road Festival, which is a big community event near our headquarters in Stoke. And that went really, really well. It grew so much. In fact, that's now its own organisation. So that's kind of fled the nest, so to speak, flown the nest and done its own thing now. And now we're starting new stuff on there. But it's something that, you know, I think people can engage with. And if people want to know more, then do check out the various things we've been doing on the website in relation to the arts. And, you know, promoting just creativity. I come from a very creative city, if you see what I mean. Living and being born in Stoke-on-Trent, and that people often, you know, have a big downer on it in terms of post-industrial decline and deprivation. But actually, at the heart of it is creativity. The potteries, making pots, making three-dimensional art. The designs, as you look around, you know, the history of the area in terms of Wedgwood and Minton and places like that, and you know, the amazing creativity that came out of the ground, so to speak, in terms of just creating something from nothing almost, is actually what's steeped in Stoke's heritage. And it's something when people realize and begin to, you know, release in their own lives, so to speak, it's life-changing, where people can realize they can be creative. The difficulty is that people never really punch through the whole we're Stoke, we're no good, we're you know, we're kind of in decline, and everybody's losing their jobs, and actually not concentrate on the real thing underneath it, which is the amazing creativity that made the place what it is in the first place. And that's true of many areas in the UK, I'm quite sure. There's many places like that, and we would love to help people to release that sense of creativity and well-being in other areas of the UK as well.
Well, I was really captivated from what you were saying, and my mind was going down in thoughts as you were speaking. I mean, I wasn't sure how much you wanted to get into talking about Stoke, because obviously we're talking about what Access Radio is doing, but it just made me think that how often is the case that there's always, it's almost like there's some sort of force out there that tries to quench and quell creativity.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stoke-on-Trent is on the up. And like I say, I really hope that the people who live here do get that mindset and come out of the ashes, because, yes, have been pushed down in the past. But
my perspective on it is, I mean, a lot of people will have the kind of, you know, have an evolutionary perspective on it, that there's something within us that wants to survive, that wants to create, and it's a natural instinct for us to want to do that, and you need to release that. My personal perspective on it, from a faith perspective, is that's a God-given thing that God gives to all of us, you know, and that if we quell that, or it's repressed by other people, that's a bad thing. And actually, whatever your perspective is, whether that's from one of faith like me or one of no faith like someone else, it's still a good thing to be able to take that creativity in people and allow it to be released. If that's released on the radio, that's great. But we realise that's not the end of it, which is why we try to support, you know, art in different forms. We're actually, our current home is within Artist Studio. So working around us, we have glass makers and glass blowers, and we have printers, i.e. people who print things, rather than, you know, Epson in the corner there. And we have people,
I wasn't that quick, actually.
They've got a printer. Well, that's not particularly special. And we've got people who do stuff with sewing and kind of embroidery art, and then we've got painters as well in the corner. Mm-hmm. You know, there's loads of creativity in the building that we're in, so it's interesting and doing what we can to support those artists too.
And we're sitting in a studio right now, which is from floor to ceiling with Bibles everywhere.
Well,
and
yes.
If you'd like one of these ancient Bibles, get in touch.
Feel free. Yeah, they're on. Some of them are on sale on our website as well. So do check out our eBay yeah. and Amazon pages via our website, and you'll be able to see some of them.
So basically, we are out of the box.
We are very out of the box.
We yeah. are not what you would expect or imagine. Yeah, and it's very exciting that the focus is not just here in Stoke-on-Trent, but further afield. And when you're talking about the creative aspect and the artistic arm, how, although we're in Stoke-on-Trent, you are looking to want to encourage the arts somehow in other places as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely. There's people who will look at what's going on here in Stoke. There's a documentary which we put out on air over Easter, I think it was, last year called the... No, it can't be Easter, no. It must have been Christmas, actually. Called the Stoke Art Map, which was all about the growth of the creative people here in the area which Access is based. And a lot of people will listen to that and say, how can we do that in our own area? And we would love to help people who want to get in touch and do that in their area too. So go to the website. I think it's still on the front page. So on the front page of our website, My Many, there's kind of a revolving carousel that shows you different articles. And it's still on one of those. So you'll be able to find that. Have a listen to it. And that gives you more of a flavour behind some of the art stuff that we do as a charity.
Great. And please do get in touch with us. You can see if you click on the contact tab, then you'll see different ways that you can get in touch. It'll be great to hear from you. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Trace.